Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we hear from former Vice President Joe Biden during his trip to Knoxville, as well as former Governor Tom Vilsack as he endorsed the former Vice President for presidency.
I just want to say I'm running for three basic reasons. One is that I really think we have to restore the soul and character in this country. And I really mean that I think that we have pretty well gone astray. I can't remember a time when we've had a president who has gone out and started his campaign and decided that the way to do it is divide people based on their race, based on their ethnicity, based on whether they're in rural or urban America, based on their national origin. The president came down the escalator in his hotel and he was announcing, saying he's running. Once you hear those Mexican rapists, you saw what happened in Charlottesville when those folks came out of the fields carrying torches and chanting the anti-Semitic violence, the veins bulging for real. No, remember the scene. You just saw it repeated on television. And a young woman who was there opposing the hate got killed. And the press went to him and said, "Well, what do you think, Mr. President?" He said, "There's some very fine people on both sides." No president in America has ever said anything like that. Maybe Andrew Jackson before the Civil War, or Johnson who was impeached before the Civil War. And it's not only stunned America, but it fundamentally impacted on how the rest of the world views it. You had the Chancellor of Germany and other allies in leadership on what's going on in the United States of America. The president's embrace of literally international thugs like Kim Jong-un, and a guy I know very well, not really probably more than the president has, as much as he has, Vladimir Putin, who was not a good man. And the way in which we have turned our allies into, they treat NATO, which is a great organization designed to keep peace in Europe and keep the former Soviet Union from expanding to the West, but also to keep Europe from fighting with one another again, so no one nation has got enough power to overtake the others. He treats it like it's a protection racket. We're not going to maintain our sacred commitment that an attack on one is an attack on all unless you pay more money. I mean, so many things have happened that have hurt our reputation and damaged our security around the world.
Former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack tells us why he endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden for presidency.
Well, there are four basic reasons. One, because I think the Vice President has a progressive but realistic vision for how to move the country forward, and he has had the experience and he has the relationships to actually get it done and to actually implement it. Secondly, there's no question he has the relationships and experience in dealing with complex problems involving global issues. He understands and knows world leaders, and he can start from day one, beginning to repair the damage that's been done by the current administration in terms of America's credibility and image around the world. I also believe that he is in the best position to win the election, because you can't govern unless you can win. If you look at the polls in individual states that really are going to matter in this election, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, Vice President Biden is doing better against President Trump than any of the other Democratic candidates. And I think the reason for that is that people in those states and around the country know Joe Biden. They know he comes from them. They know of his middle-class background, and they know of his focus and his public service in trying to build and rebuild the middle class. And finally, I think, as I said in my remarks, he and Dr. Biden have gone through personal tragedy. And in doing so, I think that they have developed a keen desire to comfort those who suffer, which is driving his efforts to try to solve cancer, to try to cure cancer. But I think he also understands that he needs to use that capacity, that passion, to heal the country. And I think he's in a unique position because he does understand, he is willing to reach across the aisle to bring us together, because he understands our country is much stronger when we act together, and we have a lot of work that we're going to have to do in terms of repairing the country after the current administration.
Thanks to former Vice President Joe Biden and former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIACareless.com and click on podcasts.